Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County. Today it's my special pleasure to be interviewing Ode Youssef, who is one of the candidates running in the Grossmont Union High School District for District Number 2. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Miriam. I really appreciate it.
Now, you've reached out to us asking for the interview today, and I would like to start by finding out a little bit about your background. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and why you decided to run?
My name is, again, Ode Youssef. I'm a candidate for the Grossmont Union High School District in Area Number 2. I was born and raised in San Diego, California, in East County specifically. Went to Rancho Elementary, Hillsdale, Valhalla. I'm currently a student at San Diego State University in my third and final year studying political science. I am 20 years old and a recent graduate of the district. I've always been involved in any way I can with student government, local events, local government, in any way that I could possibly be as a youth advocate, as a student advocate. And it's something that I've always had a passionate for. And I decided, you know, I have so much going on, but I felt that there was a need for a true youth advocate, a former student on the board. And I said that was the best time for me to run.
Very good. I am curious, as it's unusual for us to see a student come forward and run for the school board, although it seems like a good idea since students know from the inside out maybe what's right and what's wrong with the district. What do you think, you know, a couple of the best things are that this district is doing for students, and what do you think most needs to be changed from a student's perspective?
There's some things that I think the district does very well, and that's cross-district communication and organization in terms of getting input from students and from teachers across the district together in one cohesive spot. You know, there's a different boards and events that people from all over the district can come to as one thing, and I think that's very helpful, and it's something that they've done well, considering the district is not split up in any way. It's all through one governing department. It comes together, and that's the way it's been, and I think for a lot of things that works well. Now, what I don't think it's always doing well is supporting specific students. One, I don't think students are listened to as much as they need. Student input is undervalued in our district, and it's something that I'd like to change. As a former student, as a current student at San Diego State, as a youth, it's something that I think I can bring to the board and need to address. And, you know, there are problems within the schools that administrators and people at the district and on the government board don't hear about because they're not at the schools.
Can you give us an example of one of those?
Of course. One of those is support for multicultural, multilingual students. These students are not given the support they properly need, and it's unfair to not only the students but the teachers as well, because we put the teachers in impossible situations where we give them students who don't speak their language, who are just coming out of war zones or very impoverished areas, and we're throwing them into class and expecting them to learn about U.S. government or mathematics with no help in terms of language or in terms of culture.
Yeah, you've certainly seen that firsthand. I know that you were born here in America, but you're of Iraqi Chaldean descent, the Iraqi Christians, so you certainly, you know, must see this a lot among your friends and family.
Yeah, and even though I was born here, I actually didn't learn English until I got into kindergarten. I grew up in a multilingual household where English was not one of those main languages. And, again, I started kindergarten is when I started to learn English. I wasn't exposed to it as much for me to grasp onto it. Obviously now over my years in education, it's obviously improved, but these students are coming into high school. They're not coming into kindergarten, and we're expecting them to be at these upper levels of education, and it's truly a burden on them and, again, on the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us what District 2 includes. I know that's La Mesa, Mount Helix. Is it part of Rancho San Diego as
well?
Yeah,
it's about half of Rancho San Diego. It's the west side of Hamishaw is where they cut it off.
Okay.
It's a small snippet of El Cajon, parts of Spring Valley, parts of Lemon Grove, and most of La Mesa and Mount Helix.
Very good. Now, we should mention that there are four candidates running in this race. One of them is the incumbent, Jim Stieringer. He's a Republican who in the past has been endorsed by the Republican Party, and interestingly, this time they did not endorse him. He crossed paths with them on a vote. You know, he wouldn't continue to support funding the lawsuit over the Alpine High School. And they yanked their support and they're endorsing Kevin Conover, who is I believe he's a minister. He teaches Bible studies instead. The other candidate in the race
is Elva Salinas.
Yeah. Elva Salinas is endorsed by the American Federation of Teachers. Interestingly, the Grossmont Education Association, which is the local teachers union, did not endorse anybody, and that was because of the deadlines and the fact that the district was going to these trustee elections, and so I think they just didn't know who was running at the time they were making those decisions, we understand. And Oda, you have the endorsement of the County Democratic Party, is that correct?
That is correct. I was lucky enough to get their support over Salinas and the other candidates.
Congratulations on that. Now, there have been some very deceptive mailers that have gone out in this race. Can you tell us about the one that went out in your district and what voters should know?
Yeah. So these were paid for by the American Federation of Teachers, their local chapter here in East County. They, on one side, claimed a Democratic voter guide and touted a lot of one of my opponents' Democratic endorsements. Now, those endorsements came because those individuals are part of the American Federation of Teachers, the same individual who ran the mailer. So, of course, they're going to endorse.
Yeah, so they touted, say, people on other school boards that were Democrats, but they stated that she was the Democratic endorsed candidate, and she's actually not. You're the only one in that race endorsed by the County Democratic Party. And listeners, for those of you that may be in the other district, District 1, Chris Feit is the Democratic endorsed candidate in that one. Now, I should mention that over in District 1, there was also a deceptive mailer that went out over there. And that one, oddly, listed Reverend Roland Slade as a Republican. He's not. Reverend Slade has posted on his Facebook page that while he's conservative in most things, he is not a Republican. So we've got these deceptive mailers out there in both races. The endorsed Republican in that race in the other seat happens to be Bill Babbitt, who's on the La Mesa Spring Valley School Board.
Yeah. And again, this just speaks to the role of these mailers and this group in the election. You know, I have great respect for unions and the work they do for teachers, and I'm supportive of the work they do and the rights they fight for. But, you know, if we want our teachers in Grossmont to experience a different union, they need to go to the teachers, not through the board.
That interesting. So this is kind of a fight between two unions?
Well, yeah, because Grossmont does not have any, is not AFT whatsoever. They are GEA, the Grossmont Education Association, which is part of the California Teachers Association. This is a power grab. AFT has the Grossmont CUMACA Community College Board, a lot of other school boards throughout the county, and this is their way of going in. The two candidates they're helping have not done any of their own money, any of their own campaigning. I don't even believe they have websites. It's all AFT bankrolling them, and it's an unfortunate power grab.
Very interesting. Let's move on to a couple of other issues. Certainly, probably the most controversial issue that the Grossmont Board has dealt with is the issue of having two past school bonds that they pushed through that people voted for, and one of the things included on there was supposed to be building a high school in Alpine. The district later claimed the enrollment trigger was never met. Some say it was. A grand jury agreed with the people of Alpine and basically concluded that this was amounted to a misappropriation of bond funds, and yet the district still hasn't built it. They're asking for more money and yet a third bond. The parents in Alpine have sued the district, and that's being fought out in the courts right now, and this could lead to the split up of the entire Grossmont Union High School District. Parents in Alpine have filed what's called a unification petition, which really is disunification. It would break up the district if it's approved by the state and ultimately by voters and let these folks split off and go to the elementary district up there in Alpine and have it, you know, become a high school district so that they could eventually get this money out of this district and build the school if the suit prevails. What are your views about building an Alpine High School number one? And also, would you support the district continuing to fund this lawsuit, you know, a defense in this lawsuit to continue fighting the Alpine parents? Or do you think it's time for an olive branch and some healing to go on?
We have to stop spending money on lawsuits that are just continuous. Maybe in the beginning it was worth it for the board at that point, but at this point it's just, it's too it's too much. You know, these Alpine students, what we're doing is putting a limit to their education when we're requiring them to drive such a distance to go get a proper education. That is not the American way. That those limits should not be there, especially when we can avert them. You know, this is not just a Democratic issue or a liberal issue or whatnot.
No,
I know Republicans who are in favor, who are angry that the high school wasn't built. I
right,
know
and most of the parents that are suing up there are Republicans or were at one time.
It's just, you know, it's unfortunate. I thought the bond language was very clear when voters passed it before I could vote. When voters passed it, and apparently the board thought otherwise. The money has been spent. Unfortunately.
On other projects, some of which were not in the bond.
On other things. I want there to be a high school in Alpine. You know, it's, my position is very simple as that. Is it going to hurt the district? It might hurt the district. We'll get less funding. We'll be losing students, but that's something our district will have to adapt to, because otherwise these students themselves are putting a burden on their education. And that's unfortunate. It's almost as if, you know, we're getting, it's not through to them properly.
Okay. Another lawsuit the district is embroiled in is this one was filed by the district seeking to shut down several charter schools, including perhaps the most controversial is the Diego Valley Charter, which serves primarily minority students, a lot of Latinos, a lot of Middle Eastern and Chaldean students, some African American students. Many of these people came as refugees or immigrants. They were already over 18 when they came here, so they couldn't go to a high school in the district, or they're working multiple jobs trying to support their family, and they need flexible hours that the district can't provide. Do you support the district's action in trying to shut down these schools, or would you, if elected, try to be a voice to change that?
It's a bit of a mixed issue on this one. I'm not in favor of continuous lawsuits. I think that's spending district money in places where it doesn't need to go. But at the same time, I am in favor of the district boasting its adult education programs. The district has 3 adult high schools and over 50 adult schools that are located on sites that the district doesn't own, libraries, churches, and whatnot. And these services aren't touted enough. So, you know, let's play the economics game. We will have our adult schools and make them the best schools in the area.
Okay.
But again, I am not in favor of continuous lawsuits. That's just a burden on the pockets of taxpayers in East County that support the district.
Okay. Are there any other issues that you would like to bring to the attention of voters and listeners today?
Yeah, one of them, you know, one of the reasons I'm running, I talked about my support for multilingual, multicultural students, but also for youth advocacy. I was served on the board of the East County Family YMCA as a youth advocate, as the teen advocate, and I've served in, as the SU and in my high school time as an advocate for students and whatnot in a number of positions. And I think that's something the board lacks. There is a student representative on the board who doesn't have a vote and who does not have access to closed session meetings. And this is a problem. We need someone who's been a student, who is a youth, who truly understands the problems facing students and youth, and who understands their concerns and who can communicate on them. I don't want to communicate with students as a governing board member to student. I want to communicate with them as a student to student, as a youth to youth, because that's the best way to get information out of them. They're only going to tell the older adults what they want to hear, certain things. They're not going to be able to communicate effectively unless they're communicating with someone of their own stature. And that's one of the, you know, one of my main concerns. And in the mailers that went around, it touted my opponent as the only candidate with public education experience. And that's not true. I have experience, and I'm the only candidate with Grossmont Union High School district experience. Again, that's as a student, but we have to value the resources students has, value what I took in my time as a student, and being able to transition that into policy, into public thinking in a way that, some people think we cannot. Being a student has value, and it does give you experience and insight on the best way to govern. And that's where I will govern from.
The last question I have is, do you have an opinion about the current school bond that is on the ballot for the Grossmont Union High School District, the school bond measure BB?
I'm in favor of almost all school funding increases. I know there are people who have issues with them, things promised contractors or different groups or developers. I know those are issues and those are real issues. And it's something that when bonds come up on the ballot in future use, if I'm elected to serve on the board, you know, there will be no promises made, but it is a school funding increase and schools need as much funding as they can get. Again, it's not perfect. It will never be perfect, unless the system is reformed or unless we have the right people in place. But I am in favor of it. I'm always in favor of school funding increases when they're manageable. And this is one of those that I feel is manageable. I've done my research. I've talked to people. I've talked to teachers. I've talked to students who are in favor of it, and I will support it and I will vote yes on it.
Okay. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Odeh Yusuf, who is one of the candidates running for the Grossmont Union High School District Board in District 2.
Thank you very much, Mary. My website is odehyusuf.com for more information or contacting me.
And can you spell that, please?
It's O as in Oscar, D-A-Y. YOUSIF.com.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you, Mary.